Next individual, please, Sue.
The next two are together.
Oh, sorry.
1219 and 1220, request of Nancy Metella and Sabina Hilding to address Council regarding the Department of Energy's decision about high-level nuclear waste disposal.
Excellent. Welcome. Thank you both for being here today.
Sabina is going to go first. I'm Nancy.
I'm Sabina Hilding. Okay. The topic is high-level toxic nuclear waste, not exactly touchy-feely for a breakfast meeting. Every few years, another plan to deal with the national volume of nuclear waste left over from bomb-making 1945 to 1989 during the Cold War and after is floated by the U.S. Department of Energy. Under the Trump administration, a plan whose deadline for comment is December 10th, that's now changed to January 9th, 2019, involves renaming some high-level toxic nuclear waste as low-level toxic nuclear waste. The bottom line of this plan is to find a cheaper and faster way to sweep the issue of much high-level toxic nuclear waste under the rug and call it cleanup. The U.S. DOE wants to redefine the statutory term of high-level waste, HLW, resulting in its reclassification, redefinition from what has been set forth in the Atomic Energy Act of 1954 and the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1982. Hanford Nuclear Waste, a nuclear reservation, is the worst toxic waste site in the Western Hemisphere. This U.S. DOE reclassification has huge geographical implications for Hanford's leaking 177 high-level radioactive waste tanks, amounting to 56 million gallons stored at Hanford, 240 miles up the river, the Columbia, from Portland in Washington State. If high-level waste is reclassified as low-level, many remaining tank wastes could be left in the tanks and also underground beneath the tanks. Additionally, the U.S. DOE has not said how they will classify low-level versus high-level. The devil is in the details, which are not disclosed. Edwin Lyman from the Union of Concerned Scientists notes the U.S. DOE should not be making any changes in its requirements that would result in a reduction of safety. We are concerned with the possible misuse of this definition. This definition change could potentially provide less secure ways of dealing with the existing plumes of underground waste and the future leaks of more waste below the 177 tanks. This reclassification gives too much leeway to the U.S. DOE. Removal of the high-level waste in the tanks and in the VADO zone, the underground water zone, must be a priority. As representatives for us, your constituency, we are asking our Portland City Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler to weigh in on this U.S. DOE proposal plan by sending the city's objections. And I have a letter here, which all of you should have in your notes, from the city secretary. We feel that the U.S. DOE has not revealed enough information. Any questions?
Commissioner Fritz.
Could you please email that, what you just said, or have you already?
I have, and I will be happy to give you a real copy.
I
think we all got copies.
The letter. If it's possible to email it, because then I can forward it on, or you could give me the copy or give it to the clerk, that'd be fine. I'm the city's representative on the League of Cities board, and it just so happens we're meeting on Friday, so I could see if there's other
I'll be happy to email anything you like, Commissioner.
Thank you very much. Thank
Anybody
you.
Else?
Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler and commissioners, my name is Nancy Metella, and I've been before you before with issues like Bull Run water, landlord-tenant, et cetera. Excuse me. This is the most important issue that I have ever been involved with, and I've been involved for 30 years. There's a precedent of Oregon government officials commenting on U.S. DOE plans for the toxic waste remediation at Hanford. In 2011, then-Mayor Sam Adams and Oregon members of Congress helped to stop radioactive waste from being trucked through Oregon on I-5 and I-84 to be stored at Hanford. And I think a couple of commissioners were here then.
Me too.
Yes. Sorry. Mayor Adams appeared in person with 200 citizens to testify at the public hearing. Most recently, Oregon State Senator Lou Frederick of District 22 testified against the current proposal at the Portland Information Meeting about the proposed reclassification. He has been a constant watchdog and voice for us with regard to Hanford for 40 years. He was actually born there. We are here to ask that you take up the voice also, because you can make a difference, and it sounds like Commissioner Fritz is doing so. The Oregon DOE has already come out against the current U.S. DOE plan, but this is not enough. You represent over 800,000 people who will be affected by the tank leakage if the remediation doesn't work. The proposed concrete grouting is unlikely to last more than even 100 years, much less thousands. We ask that you become educated about the proposed plans and that you force the U.S. DOE to conduct yearly and transparent updates. And they must be held accountable for the timely education of the residents along the Columbia River. Nobody really, virtually, knows about this situation. The tri-party agreement made many decades ago states that yearly public hearings are to be held, and that hasn't happened for 4 years. The world of radioactive waste is extremely complicated and requires diligent watchfulness. Not only do we ask that you submit the letter to USDOE, but we ask that you maintain vigilance over the frequently changing plans. The ramifications of the proposed USDOE move to downgrade the waste treatment is frightening for the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Why will it matter? It's our drinking water. It's our fish. It's our crops. It is life for 1,000 or more years. Thank you.
Thank you both. Appreciate it very much. Commissioner Udaly, did you have a comment?
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you. Similarly, could you email that to me?
Certainly.
And colleagues, if it's okay with you, I'll consult with Government Relations to see if we could do some kind of joint letter. I appreciate this very timely notification.
That would be my recommendation. Okay. Great.
Can I add something just real quick? The real question is, what kind of a site do we want up there?
Thank you very much for your
activism.
It's a
fair question. You bet. Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.